Well, good morning, my ACN family. Before I get started, I want to remind everyone, always log in to the TeamRevolution.com website so that you can get all of the upcoming events that are going on for the team. So, I am really excited and honored to be able to share with you this morning. My name is Karen Carey, and I'm a regional director out of the Maryland Marketplace. And for some of you, I want to just give you a little bit of information about me. I am a nurse, and I've been nursing for more than 20 years. But as of February 1st, I will have been in this business for 15 years. Now, for you seasoned people, you say, that's a long time. And for those of you that are new, you say, that's a long time. Either way, that is something that we all must always remember in any business, that time and timing is everything. Honestly, we must remember this in life in general. I want to talk to you briefly today about two little life lessons that I have only recently been reminded of that have changed me and my business and how it happened. You know, I'm so grateful and I love the holiday season and all that it can bring if we just open our eyes and see the wonder and excitement of it all. You see, it was during the holidays that the favorite Christmas movies came up in a conversation and the movie It's a Wonderful Life was mentioned. Well, I'll share with you that I had never sat down and watched the entire movie. Well, later, a few days later, while I was watching an online church service, the pastor's wife was sharing some of her favorite things and the gifts that she was giving for Christmas. And yeah, she was giving this book called 52 Little Life Lessons from It's a Wonderful Life. Well, I did it. I just sat down and watched the movie. And then I ordered the book. This book is filled with little lessons taken from the movie. So I'm taking a lesson a week, because there are 52, and there are 52 weeks, and I'm applying it to my life as they're all good and they're worthwhile. So what I want to do is share with you just two. And I hope that you can apply them to your business and to your life. So, here's the first one. God honors our childlike faith. I took this in and I thought, well, how do I do this and apply this to my life and my business? Well, then I looked at my 21-month-old granddaughter. She is free. No preconceived ideas about anything. And she just loves and loves life. She just goes for things. And I realized how we need to do that in life and our business. Stop putting up the barriers, the what if, the maybe, and just go for it. Be free. Make the call. Ask the questions. Love the journey. Love the life. So I started doing that, and before the end of 2021, I had two new business partners. Wow, it worked. That wide-eyed wonder of a child. Childlike faith. So number two, sometimes you just got to dance. Well, what does that mean? Again, you've got to have childlike faith and just do the thing. Step out in faith and dance. What? Yes, dance. Do the business. Do the business. Step out on the proverbial limb and just do it. Dance. Like no one's watching. Dance. Do your business without worrying what others will think, what others will say. You've got to remember that they are blockers. They don't want you to move beyond them. They are afraid to dance themselves. So dance. Do you, not them. Now, everyone's not going to like it, but you will feel like a million bucks. You will see you change. You will see you change. I dance, and things in my life and my business are changing, and for the good. Now, I want to share with you how these things are changing. Because of my childlike faith, I got the two new IBOs. And I had a conversation with one of those IBOs just this past Monday night. We started this conversation at 6 o'clock. We finished around 6:30. Without saying it, I encouraged the faith, the dance. And by time for Donna Perkins' 7 p.m. webinar, this new IBO had 4 people on that webinar. I encouraged that wide-eyed wonder. She had that excitement, and she went out and she did the dance. And now she's got 4 people interested in getting started. We're talking to them tonight. So what's my call to action for you? It's time for each of us, to go back to our childlike faith, to that wide-eyed wonder. We got to go back to that in our life and in our business. Wide-eyed excitement without any barriers, and remember to dance like nobody's watching. Have fun. And in the end, like George Bailey in the movie, you can be the unexpected, expected winner in your life and in your business. I pray you have an amazing day filled with excitement, joy, and a little extra dance pep boogie in your step. Have an amazing day. And don't forget, dance.